Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across this great nation. Our website is from the TrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 26th day of April, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It continues to rain, which is a good thing. I just hope the ground gets good and soaked, and then we get a sloshing of snow for the winter. So we don't have to suck smoke so early next year, perhaps. At any rate, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Big Pharma to earn $124 billion on COVID vaccine sales in 2022. And we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Let's go hang out in a mall. All the mall. Smoke is more. Let's go hang out in a church. We'll go find lunch, and we'll haul mass down through the abbey. Is it money, is it fame, what's in a name, shame? Is it money, is it fame, or were they always this lame?
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, Big Pharma to earn $124 billion on COVID vaccine sales in 2022, and guess who's paying that? A lot of it's being paid by people who don't want the shit. And I mean, they can't pretend that there's a huge demand because they've thrown how many batches away. And then we're buying it up for fucking other countries and sending the shit over there to kill them. I mean, this is from Armstrong Economics. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches WorldReport.com. COVID-19 was the most lucrative virus in perhaps the history of pharmaceuticals. After receiving government taxpayer in brackets funds through Operation Warp Speed to develop these mRNA, and they're not vaccines. Quit calling them fucking vaccines. Because they are not. They are goddamn gene therapy is what they are. The main players are raking in billions. No! You know, Trump got the price of those over-the-counter or pharmaceutical drugs down for us, man. He saved us a lot of money, people. Man, he was looking out for us. He don't like them. None of them like them pharmaceutical companies, do they? Wonder how much Joe Biden's got invested in. How maybe Hunter? Maybe through fucking China. Who knows? They wanted you to believe that things would return to, quote, normal after the vaccine was available. It began as a one-time, two-step vaccination. It's not a fucking vaccination because there is no such thing as COVID-19. There is no such thing as COVID-19. Never a fucking study fucking isolating a virus known as COVID-19. Process. And now there is a booster shot. Soon there will be ongoing booster shots and whatever else Big Pharma has in store for us up our rolled up sleeves. Big Pharma, fuck you, corporation motherfuckers. You are not going to fucking, well, you're going to kill a lot of our people, but you are going to fucking answer for your fucking crimes. Justice is coming to you. How lucrative has the vaccination been for Big Pharma? Sales are expected to double next year. Really? So, I mean, this whole, I mean, that 2 weeks for the curve, just 2 weeks, lock yourself in your house for 2 weeks for the curve. It's a fucking con. It's been a con from the beginning, and it is depopulation of the fucking world population. Plain and simple. According to the Financial Times, Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech are poised to earn $124 billion in sales. And that's coming from you and me, people. Remember, the government's giving it away. Not the government. The corporation is giving it away. But you're buying, I mean, it's like buying, forcing you to buy insurance from the fucking insurance companies. When you have fucking nothing, you're unsuable. You don't have anything. You have no reason to fucking protect yourself. But they're going to order you to do business with private goddamn businesses. That's fucking fascism, isn't it? Or am I missing something here? While Airfinity puts the number around $93.2 billion, Airfinity believes Moderna will earn $38.7 billion in 2022, while Pfizer Biotech will rake in $54.5 billion. This means that Moderna will generate 75%, people. Are you hearing me? 75% of all sales next year from the vaccine alone, while Pfizer will generate 64% of its fucking sales from the vaccine next year. And it's not a vaccine. It's a goddamn biological weapon made to fucking depopulate the earth, and it's fucking working. But they must have some big fucking plans. They think they're going to force this shit on fucking people. Hey, fight or die. That's what it's come to. They've declared war on you, and they're killing you left and fucking right. And who's to go? Oh, you could go. Who are you going to? Oh, you can't go to nobody, can you? Because they have completely fucking captured the goddamn communist system in this country. Your goddamn capital and your goddamn White House are fucking got Constantina wire around them, being protected by fucking communist fucking soldiers. Don't you know? Think it might be time to get ready to fucking fight? Get up there and do something. Do something. Do anything. Both companies have stated they plan to raise the prices, and demand has gone up as our individual freedoms have gone down. Now, there's a hell of a statement, isn't it? I mean, you people who take this shit for a job, you're killing yourself for a fucking job. You understand that, right? None of the players involved have any plans to share their concoction. Instead, taxpayers will be forced to provide poorer countries with pricey vaccines while Big Pharma collects billions. I'll tell you what, Big Pharma, you motherfuckers, everything's on, you gotta remember, everything is recorded, everything you've done, all the crimes you cocksuckers have committed, all of the violations of our fucking law are fucking recorded. And you've signed your goddamn names to them. We are not going to be conquered. And when we take this fucking country back, you are going to be punished. You can run to another country. Go ahead. We'll have control of the news. We'll give them 72 hours to get your ass back over here for fucking trial. Or we'll fucking nuke them. This has to be stopped, and has to be stopped permanently. And we have to put new safeguards in place. Not that phony fucking constitution. That goddamn... It was a weak document, or it could have never been fucking taken. And it was the violation of the Bill of Rights, which actually occurred when the fucking Constitution was removed and replaced with a corporate charter in 1871. Big Pharma, huh? Did you just hear those fucking numbers? Billions, people. That's in profit. That's coming and telling you, I'm gonna buy a death shot from this fucking cocksucker over here, my, Izzy Blassenstein, my fucking nephew or my cousin, and I'm gonna force you to fucking put it in your arm and kill you. Using your money to kill you, making a fucking fortune doing it. Texas braces for the mother of all caravans, in quotation marks. 1,000 state troopers and Texas Rangers deployed to the border as 3,000 migrants prepare to arrive in days. From Daily Mail, this was sent in by Misty. She's busy just before the program. By Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A unit of 1,000 state police officers and Texas Rangers assigned to monitor areas along the Long Star State's 1,241-mile border with Mexico is readying to guard against the next surge of migrants looking to defy President Joe Biden's administration. What the fuck? Daily Mail? Defy? Really? That motherfucker's doing everything but taking his dead ass over there and fucking carrying him across the border himself, isn't he? Along with his phony fucking border fucking security or the border patrol. Fire every fucking one of them. You tell me what they're doing for us. You tell me what we're paying them for. You think about the billions, but the pharmaceuticals making it. We're paying fucking billions for a fucking border patrol that fucking does nothing but assist invaders to get into our goddamn country. They talk about that. They quit calling them apprehensions, I noticed, and they're calling them arrests. I've been arrested, and it ain't where you come down and you fill out a few fucking papers. They give you a bunch of fucking money and ask you where you'd like to go and give you a plane ticket. That ain't an arrest in where I come from. I don't know about the rest of you. You know who's going to stop this? You'll either stop it or you will be over fucking run. Plain and simple. I mean, they're talking about the organization of these fucking people. Where they all got, tags and they got papers filled out. I mean, this is an organized fucking, and that little shit and thing they showed on the fucking stupid box of the Mexican police down at Guatemalan border. Oh, they put up, that's the resistance. You, fucking man, I'll tell you, I've been to Mexico. And those fucking, I'll tell you what, a federale will walk up and fucking shoot your ass dead just for looking at them cross-eyed. To pretend that was some kind of fucking effort to stop them, my ass. They're giving them rides, they're fucking doing everything but down there and picking them up and carrying their fat fucking asses down here. I seen some, they've walked clear from Guatemala. How could you weigh 350 fucking pounds if you walked that goddamn far? Brand new fucking clothes. They got better clothes than we do, people. Better fucking clothes, and they're telling you. I mean, they're not making no bones about it. When this whole thing started, they were illegal aliens, and we're going to try and protect the border. And now we're to the fucking point to where they're economic migrants. You ain't economically migrating into my fucking country and taking what's mine, you son of a bitch. And they're acting like they're innocent. It's the government's. No, they're not fucking innocent. They know exactly what they're doing. They're coming just like, what if they came to your fucking house? They would know exactly what they're fucking doing. They know exactly what they're doing. We're coming here to make money. I'm one of these that's leading this fucking so-called caravan is a Mexican-American, don't you know? And he says he migrates quite often down to Mexico and back. And I mean, fucking, what they want is to remove our sovereign borders, to remove our sovereignty, to remove the fucking supreme law from our fucking land. That is the end fucking goal. Without that procedural due process, without that Bill of Rights, it still stands. Or you'd already be fucking eating dirt. It'll stand until you pussy out and let them fucking run you over. But if you keep letting enough people in this, there's 7 billion motherfuckers out there, and they're coming from everywhere. They were talking from China, from goddamn, everywhere, 160 countries around the fucking globe. This has to be fucking stopped. And there, no border patrol ain't there to stop it. They're there to facilitate it. If you ain't figured that out by now, you're fucking stupid. The state troopers and rangers would be expected to do the same in the coming days, but with a smaller caravan of migrants, predominantly led by Central Americans, that is marching through southern Mexico towards the United States. We are being invaded! The fuck you call this, people? I mean, when fucking Mexico, police there, they had police there, I mean, just on this, it was just like a fucking road or an overpass or something behind it. But they pushed through the Mexican authority onto Mexican fucking sovereign land. But that's not an invasion, people. That's not an invasion. That's migration. You better fucking get ready to migrate back south and be fucking moving ass, because there's going to be bullets behind you coming at you, you sons of bitches. Every fucking one of you's going to leave. We've whipped your ass fucking two times before. We'll fucking do it again. And when we get to Mexico City, we'll burn that son of a bitch to the ground. Then we'll go down to Guatemala and burn their goddamn capital to the fucking ground. Then we'll go to Honduras and burn their fucking capital to the ground. Then El Salvador. And then we'll go to work on these fucking monarchs over in the fucking Europe who are fucking leading this fucking, well, the Rothschilds. The fucking, that 1%, the super fucking elite who think they are gods on this goddamn earth when they aren't. They put their pants on one fucking leg at a time. And the fucking clothes they have on, I don't see clothes. I mean, people say, I don't see color. You know, I mean, that's, I've heard that so many times, phony fucking people. I don't see clothes. I just see a fucking prick coming at me fucking trying to violate my goddamn rights. My fucking absolute guaranteed rights that I have a right to defend with my fucking life, or your, by killing you. If it takes killing you to secure that right, I have the right to fucking do it. Get that through your fucking head. There's a plenty of us out here who still understand who we are and what we are. Enemy of the State was wrote a comment yesterday, and he was talking to some people, and he's the terminology we were discussing, the terminology being used. And the bottom line is, I mean, no, I can't agree with it, man. You don't talk in their terminology. This is not a fucking democracy. That is not our government. I mean, fucking, I'm not a citizen. I'm a fucking American national. I'm the goddamn king in this goddamn country. And if they, hey, if they're just willing to accept, you know, little things, little bites at a time, they're way too fucking late, man. Let them fucking die. If you ain't figured this shit out, it's because you don't want to, or you're too fucking stupid. Who would want you around when it's over? What good would you be? You'd be a fucking burden. The Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, is committed to securing our southern border under the direction of Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Superman, here he comes in his wheelchair. And has developed around 1,000 troopers, special agents, and Texas Rangers as part of Operation Lone Star, a spokesperson told DailyMail.com on Monday. I'll bet you they don't stop shit. What do you want to bet? When this whole thing, I mean, even when Trump was coming into office, remember he promised he was going to get rid of every one of them. Every one of them. The Dreamers, DACA, all that shit. Every one of them. How many did you get rid of? None. The ones that were deported have been fucking, even fucking rapos and murderers have been provided air fucking flight back into our fucking country. These motherfuckers are trying to take, they're trying to recolonize our goddamn nation, people. That means we gotta go. Ask the Indians about it. They'll tell you how that fucking shit works. Oh, yes, this will be yours for as long as the water flows and the grass grows and there are stars up in the sky. Or until fucking 15 minutes later when we fucking go to make our next move. As soon as they encroach to one fucking point, this is the way this fucking thin edge of that thick wedge has worked all along, really, hasn't it? Because they have fucking had actually this shit fucking plugged in since 1869, no, even before that. When Lincoln got away with declaring martial law and direct, before that, slavery even ever existing in this country after the fucking, so-called Revolutionary War, which was the, hijacking of the uprising that the people fucking began on their fucking own at Lexington and Concord. After, I mean, once the fucking that Bill of Rights, 1791, that one day after that, there couldn't be slavery in this country. And you didn't need no civil rights from the fucking government. You just needed the people to understand that that person's rights, my rights, and my rights is his rights, is your rights. We cannot have any exceptions. When I stand and fight for my rights, I'm fighting for your rights too. If they can violate my rights, they can violate yours. And if you allow them to violate yours, that's open invitation to fucking violate mine. But there's just too many people in this country that are sitting on their ass wanting somebody else to do their fucking fighting for them. There's plenty of people who want to fight, make no mistake about it. But you're standing in the way because you're participating in this fucking lie. You're participating in communism. That makes you a fucking traitor. Don't you understand that? While the department does not discuss operational specifics, we continue to monitor the situation as it unfolds in order to make real-time decisions and will adjust operations as necessary. Operations to do what? I'll bet my nice shiny nickel they don't stop none of this fucking shit, people. This is fucking planned. This is orchestrated. I mean, I think it was John that was talking about when the fucking Romans, the Saxons, when they came. When they fucking invaded. When they came with armies, they were coming to conquest. They were, you know, to steal property. It was fucking like a raiding party with the Indians. When they brought their fucking families, they were coming to take the fucking country away from you and populate it with their own. You got that? This is repopulation. They're bringing the women and children. But then again, they're going to have to protect theirs like we're going to have to protect ours. And we're going to have to, I tell you people, you better get ready to get this shit done. I don't know. Probably, I know a lot of you. I know all you trenchers. This shit eats you 24 fucking 7. It has to. But everybody's going, how can we, use your goddamn head just a little bit. Don't think about how can we do something about, how can I do something about this? How can I even just make a small difference? If fucking 10 million people make a small difference, that's a great big fucking difference, ain't it? A U.S. Customs and Border Protection CPB spokesman told DailyMail.com that the agency's plans for all possible scenarios based off information on the operations of smugglers movements of migrants. See, that's what they're doing here. They keep your attention. All we got to do is stop this. I don't want to just the smugglers stopped you, son of a bitches. You get some goddamn F-16s up there and you fucking start killing everybody that gets close to my goddamn border. This is my country. You have no authority to let them in. I have granted you no such authority. The American nationals have granted you no such authority. You're operating as a rogue, fucking unlawful, criminal element in this goddamn country. The charting of your corporation was in violation of the 9th article of the People's Law of 1791, December 15th. The 9th article in specific. You never had the authority. They did it without authority, people. Just like they're doing everything. See, it's finally coming down until the fucking individual's feeling it. They done it without authority. The fucking 14th Amendment. They did it without authority. They did it in violation of the fucking law. Period. You can't argue it. Get on here and argue it if you can. I dare you. The motherfucker says what it says. And it was written that way on purpose. So that it can never be changed. And so that nobody could ever fucking ignore their fucking responsibility to enforce that law. The reason we're getting fucked right now is because we're not enforcing our law. I mean, it's just like in the cities where the Blackwater fucking private fucking corporate agents have pulled back because they're a part of this shit too, because they want a national fucking Stasi in this country. That's why they pulled all these fucking cops back. But where they've pulled the fucking cops back, that's fucking mayhem. It's chaos. That's what they want right now. That's what they planned all along. World famine and this migration shit. People don't mix like that. These people have no right here. In fact, they are breaking of the law. I mean, they were talking about it this morning. I mean, they are actually talking about it. Or was it last night? Joe Biden. But fuck, I hate to even bring his name into it because that mentally deficient motherfucker is fucking incapable of thought. He can only fucking mimic. That's all he's got left. Hell, he can barely walk. Should be in a fucking rest home. But they said, you know, they were talking about Joe Biden, they said this actual words. This is the words from the fucking prick of the talking head on the goddamn propaganda. Said he is breaking the law. Now, this is not law, because it should have been ratified through the fucking goddamn original constitution through Article 5 was the only way you could make law. This is fucking policy. And the corporation, in taking over in violation of the law, is now we've gone from fucking American common law to Roman civil law. American common law, public law for private purposes. God damn it, I lost my place there. And then the Roman civil law. What's Roman civil law? That's private, as in a private corporation, private policy, not law, being enforced as law. That is what is occurring in this fucking country right now. And they're admitting it right to your face, like the guy, he's breaking the law. He's violating the policy. But that's why they know they can do this and fucking, oh, you can't charge me. I didn't break the fucking law. There was never no law put in place. Well, yes, there was. The Bill of Rights has been there since 1791. And it says that you cannot take any part of this country that belongs to me, which every inch of this fucking country belongs to every American national. They own a part in it as real property. And you cannot take it away from us unless you come at us through a common law court. As an individual in your individual capacity, and that's not how this is being done. This is strong arm fucking robbery. This is fucking invasion. And we're just sitting there watching it fucking happen, people. We cannot continue to do this. We have to act. If these motherfuckers, what's gonna happen when these fucking caravans arrive? They're gonna be fucking coddled. They're going to be given, they're wearing goddamn, you look at those things. They're wearing brand new clothes, people. These are desperate fucking refugees. Have you ever seen real fucking refugees before? This ain't it. And they're telling you, we're coming here to take your fucking, your job, but goddamn it. The bottom line is to take your goddamn wealth from your fucking country and to take your space in your own fucking country, to take your home, to run you out of your house. It's going to be my house. Is going to be my house for a better life, and fuck you. Well, fuck you. We'll see about that now, won't we? I'm tired of people keeping acting like, oh, we done fought and got our ass whooped. Ain't nobody fucking done any goddamn fighting. Maybe you just want to say that so to keep yourself out of fucking danger, you fucking cowards. It's time to do some fucking fighting. It's what can you do as an individual? What? Or maybe a handful of you that can trust each other, family, and true life friends. What could you do? Have you thought about it? Have you even tried to think about it? Or you just sit around and piss and moan? Why? Because some fucking buddy, some knight hasn't come along in shining armor riding a white fucking horse like you thought that cocksucker Trump was, which he was not. He was a fucking fascist and a communist. The son of a bitch signed goddamn an executive dictate attacking our second article, disparaging our fucking right to have bump stocks. He couldn't do it. He did not have the authority. He could not have the authority. And then he fucking went and strengthened the fucking red flags confiscation laws. Remember? Take the guns and then give them the due process law. He can't do that. Read the goddamn ninth article. No power like that can exist because it does deny, it does disparage. They are denying, they are disparaging, aren't they? Are you going to try and fucking talk your way around that too? That's all I got to show you. I'll take it fucking, I don't need these fucking arguments where I'm use their terminology and try to get you to move a little bit in the right fucking direction. I'll throw that fucking Bill of Rights up in your face. I'll name violation after violation. I'll say that is fucking written fucking ratified law. Are they breaking it? Yes or no, you son of a bitch. And you try mealy mouth and I'll bust your fucking jaw. You better start fucking, it's just like these goddamn school meetings. That goddamn whole school system, that's socialism, people. Always fucking has been. Always will be. But you start to, they want to change the conversation, just like when you go to talk about the disparagements and denials of your rights under the fucking second article of the fucking Bill of Rights. Well, my argument is that criminals won't follow these illegal laws, and that's unconstitutional. Well, it's unconstitutional for goddamn sure, but there is no fucking argument. The fucking second article says what it fucking says and ends in a period. And that's where it ends. They try to go past that period, you fucking shoot, or you're a goddamn idiot. They are denying and disparaging. You do not allow it. That's why the fucking, you know, the people that fucking really started that goddamn, uprising that was hijacked. I mean, they fucking got, men with fucking balls stepped up and said, no, you ain't gonna fucking take my gun. You're not gonna take my armament to protect myself from cocksuckers like you who want to steal what I have built, who want to fucking own me like fucking property, like chattel. You're not gonna do it. And until the fucking people stand up on their fucking hind legs, grow a fucking spine, and start pushing these fuckers back, they're just gonna continue to push you. I'd be surprised if you didn't walk out in the goddamn ocean. When we get done, the people who have to die for this, and a lot of people are gonna have to fucking die over your fucking negligence, over your cowardice. But the people who do fight, I may not be here, probably won't. But you that are there, when this is over, when we've whipped their fucking asses, when we have done the suffering, and we've had to go through hell, to get our freedom and liberty fucking reestablished as the fucking supreme superior law of this land, you punished the motherfuckers that went along with this. In any fucking little bit. Even if they were the goddamn, oh, we're the 3%ers and oath keepers and we're militias and we're making a zillion fucking dollars off of fucking retailing goddamn military supplies. Army surplus. Made a zillion fucking dollars. That guy made a zillion dollars. He marches into the fucking ocean. He don't want this fucking shit to end. It's filling his fucking pockets. It's building his own little mountain of fucking gold now, ain't it? If they don't fucking step up if they step up and try to take over, you better kill them. You better fucking kill them or you'll end up, when it's all over, you'll be back at the Reagan, that's how far you will have made it, back to the Reagan era. Because that's what these fuckers want. Because they were fucking above everybody else. The fucking cop went by them. They went by a cop 75 miles an hour. They just kind of flashed the lights at him and wabbed their finger because they're good old boys. That's my lodge buddy. He ain't gonna pull me over. I'm sick of living in a goddamn country controlled by secret fucking societies where I'm treated like a goddamn third class citizen. I am a fucking American national. I am on a par with the fucking, that fat little whore over there on the goddamn British throne. I am a sovereign. It's my goddamn country. My goddamn rules. And you are not obeying. So you must be fucking punished. The law is going to be enforced. Get ready for it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Socialist Distortion with down here with the rest of us, down here with all of us. Even you people who think you're up there, you're coming down, motherfuckers. One way or the fucking either. They're taking you down or we are. You're not getting away with the fucking treason you have committed against our people. I'm going to finish this because there was something interesting towards the end here. Let me see. We were talking Texas braces for the mother of all caravans. Where were we? Our posture and response are based on comprehensive analysis. You bet you it is. CBP stands ready to address any potential increase in migrant encounters as we work to ensure safety and security of our borders while managing a fair and orderly immigration system. Did you hear what I just read? I'm going to read it again. CBP stands ready to address any potential increase in migrant encounters as we work to ensure safety and security of our borders while managing a fair and orderly immigration system. That's what these fucking invasions are. This is your immigration. You've just fucking, is that by royal decree? Just what fucking law are you working off there with your immigration? They're calling it an immigration system. We've gone from illegal aliens to an immigration system when they're fucking charging your fucking border, people. That's what orderly immigration system. Fair and orderly immigration. You motherfuckers did not come in even under the policy that was in place by the fucking corporation. That is, they're in violation of that. You're in flat fucking violation of the law of we the people. The Bill of Rights. The ratified law of December 15, 1791. You are in blatant fucking violation. You're saying these third world motherfuckers can just come in and fucking claim what's fucking mine? I'll show you what I'll do to somebody who tries to take something away from me that belongs to me. And that's what they're fucking doing. It's an immigration system, people, now. They're not down there to fucking guard your border. They're operating a fair and orderly immigration system. We don't want no fucking migrants in our country. We're going to go, they're talking about our people going hungry, this god. Well, goddamn, look at the people across this nation living under fucking bridges and living, in, you know, on the freeway overpasses. Our people! But they got a fair and orderly immigration system. We got a fair and orderly immigration system to send your asses back to, you motherfuckers. When this shit breaks loose, man, there will be no fucking binding the fucking people in their fucking rage at what you cocksuckers have done in violation of our law. Let's see. Well, that's more of the same shit. U.S. to require vaccine passports and COVID tests when restrictions on international travel are lifted. U.S. to require. How are you going to require me to do any goddamn thing? If I'm a free individual, free sovereign national of the little U United, little S states, of the little A Americas, if I'm the big fucking cheese, how are you going to require me to do anything, motherfucker? What you're talking about is just like the fucking king was going to require the people to surrender their fucking arms. What you're coming for is a fucking fight, and you're about to get one. You're going to get the fucking fight of all fucking fights. A lot of our people are going to die, but when it's all over, we're going to remember the cocksuckers that made it that way, too. We're going to remember every fucking traitor, everybody who cooperated with these motherfuckers to want any small to fucking degree. You're going to be fucking charged and you're going to face fucking justice if you don't face it on the battlefield, because we are at war. You didn't see that ACLU declared war on your Bill of Rights. You aren't seeing these attacks on your Bill of Rights, on your fucking absolute unalienable fucking law. Yeah, you're seeing it. Who's going along with it? This is from Red Voice Media. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. On Monday, President Joe Biden's White House announced that airlines will need to check with U.S.-bound travelers for proof of vaccine or a negative COVID-19 test when international travel restrictions are lifted next month. These travelers will also need to provide contact information to federal officials. Oh, they're federal officials now. I thought they were public fucking servants. Now they're officials. An official has authority over you, doesn't it? No, you fucking aren't officials. You're a fucking unlawful fucking goddamn corporation in violation of our fucking law. The law of fucking December 15, 1791. The law of we the people. The unalienable, unchangeable fucking law. And we're going to enforce it. Some of us are. Enough of us are. There won't be a whole lot of us left, but by God, you are gonna pay, you're gonna pay the fucking highest toll that fucking can be paid. Believe it. See where we're here. This comes week after the Biden administration announced that it will be lifting COVID-19 travel restrictions that banned most visitors from dozens of countries, including the UK and Brazil, on November 8th, according to CNBC's Donald Trump. Put these executive dictates in place? Line up for a virus that cocksucker knew does not exist? You think that Donald Trump doesn't know that this is all a fucking sham? You think he ain't a part of it? And he stands back and man, this is how they play the fucking game. That left-right paradigm that cocksucker goddamn, Alex Jones, 15 years he preached the false left-right paradigm. Now he's a part of the right paradigm. And fucking said, it's a Republican thing, it's a Democrat. No! Law is fact. Fact is law. And you can't change it, Jonesy. You fucking treasonous prick. Neither can these assholes here. Donald Trump put these rules. Well, since when does God even under their idea, their lie that they presented back in 1789 of this fucking Constitution, did they have the authority to put rules over we the people? Never. In fact, we could drag their ass into a common law court and have their ass fucking hung for trying it, because it is a violation of the law. It's assuming a power not granted. In fact, it is assuming a power that is forbidden by the 9th article of that fucking unalienable, unfucking changeable, fucking absolute law. We have taken deliberate steps of taking this time to ensure implementation goes smooth. It ain't gonna go smooth, no smoother, and the rest of this shit is gone. They want chaos in this fucking country, and they're getting it. Because you have these different fucking, you got four or five things going here at once. Critical race theory, what the fuck else? Oh yeah, the faggot shit in the schools. Afghanistan. Oh, that keeps coming back on there. Afghanistan, where you went and armed the fucking enemy we were supposedly fighting for 20 fucking years. And you fucking armed them to made them a fucking battle force. Treason? That's the highest goddamn treason you could commit, isn't it? That's espionage. That's up against the fucking wall shit. See what else they fucking got going here. They got the goddamn, they've been doing the Nancy Grace thing, so they have that there for the people. Everybody likes a good spy novel, don't they? And that's all this fucking shit is, man. You know how many murders are committed in this goddamn country in a fucking year? They've gone back to that thing down there, I think it's in New Jersey somewhere, where they found all those bodies, all those hookers, and now it's to promote the Nancy Grace show. It's all a fucking production, you people! They took the law away that said they could not use propaganda on the American people. It's been a production ever since. If you believe one goddamn word coming out of their mouth, you are stupid. And I would tell you that to your fucking face. What else do we have here? We're going to do this one here. Call it a fucking program. Loudoun County students plan walkout after sexual assault of boy in girls' bathroom. Now, we've talked about this shit. This is Fox News, and we told you what was going to be. And we told you what was going to happen. Students in Loudoun County, Virginia, are planning a walkout to protest a recent sexual assault case, recent sexual assault cases at the public school, in the public school system, and to show solidarity with victims and such abuse. Students who choose to participate will not be penalized for their participation. However, we do ask the students who participate to do so peacefully, without signage, in accordance with the students' rights and responsibilities. Hey, where in the fuck, you know, that's the thing, that all the shit, the rights and responsibilities. We got our fucking rights and fucking responsibilities already, motherfuckers. It's not a fucking corporate fucking document either. It's fucking in the it's in the Library of Congress. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights, ratified December 15, 1791. That's the only fucking law we have to follow. And don't bring no signage, because this was a fucking, one of these, I told you what would happen, these trannies, this guy put the fucking skirt on and goes in the goddamn girl's bathroom and rapes a fucking girl. And then when her dad, I mean, they show, I seen the thing on the stupid box, when her dad stood up and said they said it didn't happen, and he fucking got pissed off, and they took him down, I mean, brutally took him down to the fucking floor and fucking arrested him, and all these fucking, you phony, fucking pieces of shit. Big men. I'm talking big men. Just stand, they stand there and fucking watch. Well, he's got that uniform thing on, so there ain't nothing we can do but just watch. Somebody get a camera on that. That's abuse. That's abuse. You fucking cowards. You're fucking cowards. Fucking cowards. There were enough of you at that goddamn meeting to pick those cops up, take them outside, strip them down, pour boiling goddamn fucking tar on them, and then feathers, put them on a rail, and rode them out of fucking town. Three fucking cops. You fucking punks. It's just like I'm watching that woman get beat. About, I don't know, it's been a few weeks since that video was up with the fucking woman. I mean, she's getting the shit beat. Everybody just beating the hell out of her, taking her purse. And people just standing, walking by, looking at it. And, oh, well, You fuck, it's because you're cowardly. I mean, they have made you into goddamn cowards. You better grow a set. You want to be a fucking goddamn, you want to be a cow? Do you want to be a fucking cow? Because if you are, you better be a swimming fucking cow, because we're sending all the fucking cows out of this fucking country. We're going to have to fight and die. The people who fucking have the guts to do it are going to have to fucking fight and die to take this son of a bitch back and reinstate that Bill of Rights as the absolute law that it fucking is and has always been. And to correct the fucking error that our fucking ancestors left when they didn't wipe out the motherfucking aristocracy, when they didn't go to Philadelphia, take their fucking wealth and kill every goddamn one of them, because they did serve the fucking king, and that's who they were originally rising up against, was those same son of a bitches who ended up in fucking power. Don't you let it happen. Anybody tries to come in and fucking seize power, kill them. They're a fucking priority. The girl's father, let's see, where were we here? Okay, that's it. Let's see here. Student, okay, signage, accordance with student rights and responsibilities. We know our rights and we know our responsibilities, and you motherfuckers don't dictate them to us, and we don't sign fucking papers with the corporation fucking nullifying our fucking rights by fucking goddamn law and replacing them with our rights and responsibilities to the corporation. Fuck you! We all reviewed and signed at the beginning of the year, see? You go in there and you sign a fucking document taking your fucking rights away, giving them fucking goddamn authority over you. You're a fool. You're stupid. Said Michelle Littrell, the principal of Loudoun County High School, according to WUSA. A judge found a boy guilty on Monday of sexually assaulting a girl in the girls' bathroom last spring at Stonebridge High School. The boy was reportedly wearing a skirt during the incident. Now, I've already told you, I see somebody follow my old lady into the goddamn bathroom, I'll be the next fucking man in there. There won't be nothing but a fucking puddle of fucking blood, and I'll fight the rest of the way till I'm dead. You will never do this to me. You do it to one of my fucking grandchildren, you do it to one of my fucking children, you fuckers will die. There are people here that just won't take it. And we're not going to run and that 911, goddamn, they love that. That gave the pussy muscles, didn't it? All the pussies out there. All you pussies out there. You think that gave you muscle, don't you? What happens when we say, fuck the fucking cops, there's 20,000 of us and 10 of them. What now, motherfucker? I'm going to shove that phone up your ass and kick it out your fucking ears. How about that? You're going to have to back your own fucking mouth. That's when we got used to, that's a whole generation getting used to somebody else backing their fucking mouth. Somebody else doing their fighting for them. I have a problem. God, even in this town where I live, when I was young, to call a cop, man, you're a cop caller. You got something, you were branded a cop caller. You were looked down upon. You were scorned as being a cop caller. You can't handle your own fucking business. You're fucking too weak to be here. Get the fuck out. Of course, we're going to have fucking law and order, because we're going to have that Bill of Rights back. We're going to have our fucking United States, little U United, little S states, fucking big C common, big L law back. Everyone can receive justice as they please, but on the spot, that 911 shit. You know, that's why they did that whole fucking 911, and not just a coincidence that it happened on 911 and that ended up being the emergency number. Oh fuck, I just flipped some guy off and he's gonna come and kick my ass. Give me somewhere, give 911 help, help, give me some balls down here. I've run my fucking mouth. I flipped a guy off and he's coming to kick my, help! You cunt! Excuse me. It's just all disgusting. If you don't find this disgusting, there's something fucking wrong with you mentally. Freedom and liberty, man. Fucking feeling good just to be alive. There was a thing I see once on the Stupid Box last night, and they were talking about how everybody this is like a national study. Everybody fucking feels worse, and they're feeling worse every day. Wonder fucking why. That's what it's like to live under communism, you stupid pricks. See, they're trying to get us to be just like the goddamn Russians. That's what we're looking at. You're looking at like the empty shelves and stuff. I commented on this fucking, when this whole fucking thing began. Because of the empty shelves and stuff and not being able, I want something that, you know, you want something in America. I want it, man. You got the money, you go buy it. Ain't no such thing as we ain't got it. If we ain't got it, we'll get it. And if there's a demand for something, goddamn, we'll build factories. We'll build as much of it as you'll fucking buy. Unless it's gunpowder. You know, they fucking shut down fucking Hodgkin fucking, black powder. That was the monopoly on goddamn, propellants in this goddamn country, people. They did it. And the demand out here is unfucking believable. And it's not being met. Why isn't it being met? Well, because they put this, you know, a lot of people are filling those licenses down and operating their businesses without them, and they're trying to go after them, but they really can't if them people understood who they are and understood how to invoke their fucking rights. And if they don't accept the fucking law as it's written, shoot them. You have the right to fucking the protection of the law. The law cannot protect you unless it's enforced. If you have to enforce it to protect yourself, shoot them. That's how it fucking works. Anyway, I thought you'd be interested in that because, you know, like I said, we fucking have talked. We told you where this was fucking headed. This little prick going in the goddamn and raped this guy's fucking daughter. And then the guy gets fucking, hauled to arrest. They took him down on the fucking floor. I guarantee you they twist his wrist, sunk the fucking cuffs into his arms. He'll feel it for the rest of his fucking life where they killed the nerves in his wrists. I got it myself several times. But they had to fight. And then them fucking phonies, you people, I hope just one of you is listening. You are cowards. You stood there and watched that happen. You did, he's got that black thing on, that black uniform. I'll guarantee you his fucking ass can get fucking tore up just as bad with that black uniform on as with your street clothes. If you fucking mean it. You outnumbered them goddamn how many? That was disgusting. It's disgusting to watch the cowardice of my people, but you're not my fucking people. I'm not even going to call you my fucking people. My people are fucking the people that are standing up. My people are the people that are fucking learning the fucking Bill of Rights. My people are the people who are enforcing that son of a bitch. My people are the people that are going to start fucking being individuals and thinking like individuals and doing, if you do, like I said, if a million people do a small thing each, that's a big thing. That's what you better start thinking about. That's what you can do while you're waiting on them to come to your fucking house because they're on their fucking way. We're past the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. But just think about that just a little bit. They're on their fucking way. What are you going to do in the meantime? Hey, take some time off from polishing that gun and go do something. Do anything. Hurt them back. Fucking make an attempt to enforce the fucking law. And if you're standing there watching fucking somebody be beat, this one guy, he was fucking big son of a bitch. He's probably 6'3". You'll see him in the video with him. They're just sitting there watching, you cowardly son of a bitch. No, because it's the fucking international corporate mafia's fucking Blackwater USA fucking private fucking goddamn army. You're afraid to fucking do anything. I'll just put on some black clothes and everybody will stay away from me. Well, he's got black clothes. Those clothes will get you. Look out for the clothes, and that is the word from the trenches.